latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are today's latest Manchester United headlines. And United caretaker boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has confirmed Alexis Sanchez will be involved against Newcastle on Wednesday night after recovering from a hamstring injury. The Chilean forward has been absent since the end of November but has now returned to full fitness, and Solskjaer is planning to give Sanchez some game time at St James's Park. The 30-year-old has just one Premier League goal in 10 appearances so far this season, but Solskjaer feels that he'll benefit from the tactical changes that he's instilled since replacing Jose Mourinho as manager last month. And he told reporters, he'll be involved at Newcastle. Yes, he wants to play all the time. He's one of those characters. He's not had enough fitness work, but he's champing at the bit. I think Alexis is a player that would benefit from interchanging, rotation and movements, of course, more chances. If we create more chances and get the ball in the final third, he'll be an asset for us. Those are the words of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Marcus Rashford did pick up some kind of knock during the win over Bournemouth on Sunday, but he also is set to feature against Newcastle. Meanwhile, on the transfer front, Ashley Young has been linked with a move to Inter Milan by the Daily Mirror. They claim Milan are interested in signing the England international on a free transfer at the end of his contract, which will be in the summer. Young can negotiate a pre-contract with teams from overseas, as he is now in the final 6 months of his deal. I don't think anybody at Old Trafford is panicking on that one. The 33-year-old is expected to sign a further 12-month extension when the time is right to extend his stay at Old Trafford. It had been reported that Milan had joined, that's Inter Milan, had joined fellow Serie A side Roma in watching developments after Jose Mourinho was sacked as boss, but Young, I'm sure, will sign that new deal very soon.